meeting compliance requirements necessary to do business with the government. Today's show will focus on contract management, cash flow, and governance for success. Here's your show moderator, Tom Temin.
Our guests today are Mac McLaughlin. He's a partner at Tatum, and Dwayne Cook, also a partner at Tatum and a practice leader there. Tatum is a company which provides executive and financial consulting services to federal agencies as well as to government contractors. And also with us today is Christine Zamuda. She's Director of Strategic Alliances for Microsoft Dynamics. And it's great to have you all with us this morning. And let's start with you, Dwayne. First of all, tell us a little bit about Tatum, what you do, and how you tie in with Microsoft Dynamics.
Sure. Tatum is a executive services and financial services consulting firm, a national firm, 37 offices across the United States. Here in the Mid-Atlantic, we focus on commercial clients, government clients. Specifically, we have a vertical that serves federal agencies and government contractors.
And Chris, give us a brief outline of Microsoft Dynamics and how it supports that whole area of practice in financial management.
Sure, Tom. Microsoft Dynamics, we also specialize by industry because there are very unique needs that customers need when they're dealing with doing business with the government. So we came across Tatum in many different instances where our customers were using Tatum, either CFO or CTO outsourcing services, and we found it was just a really nice pairing of great industry expertise and a great technology foundation.
And Mac McLaughlin, you have just joined the private sector from a pretty fascinating stint in the federal government. Tell us what you did, and even more important, how that relates to your knowledge of what is needed to support good financial management in this whole government contractor and agency complex.
Yes. For the last roughly 7, almost 8 years, I served primarily as an operational troubleshooter for the U.S. government, having been with the Office of Homeland Security and NASA and DOD and state. Specifically for the last 5 years, my focus and what brings me into the financial sector is I had served as an advisor to the Undersecretary Comptroller at the Department of Defense, which led me to being sent to Afghanistan, where I served for 4 years as the Chief Financial Officer for the entire U.S. mission in Afghanistan, and the senior advisor to the ambassador, commanding general, and the commander of NATO forces from June of 04 until June of 08. And then the last year and a half of that, I spent as the senior advisor to the Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction.
Okay, so you've seen all of the dirty secrets that happen here. And I guess we're going to talk about cash flow and how the management of the money supports missions and how Dynamics can help support that activity. But it really backs up a step, I think, to contract management. So we should probably concentrate on that a little bit first. Mac, tell us, what are the issues around contract management, and especially in the financial area, that are needed to help the mission?
One of the challenges for federal contractors, and you see really two types of federal contractors. You see those that specifically only work with government entities and private funds, or public funds, and then those that do a mixture. And one of the things that you see with that is in contract management, they have to make sure that they're taking everything, especially cash flow, how monies will come in, into account. So often when a contractor is looking at an answer to an RFP or looking at how they're going to deal with the contract, they're focused on the technical aspects of what they're looking at, but not necessarily the financial aspects. And that often gets them into challenges, especially if you have a labor-intensive contract that you're trying to support.
Yeah, and Christine, often contractors, as Max said, where they run afoul of some of the regulations or the Inspector General reports, it's because of financial management, and even though some of the mechanisms might be built into the contract, how can Microsoft Dynamics support better contract management from the financial standpoint so that contractors can focus more on the mission?
Well, what we've seen from contractors using Microsoft Dynamics is a couple things. First, they get great insight into how profitable, or in some cases, how unprofitable contracts are. We actually had an instance where we put in a solution and the CEO was very concerned. He said, "My major contract's not losing money. Your solution must be, misconfigured." We went back and looked at it, said, "No, actually, here's the cost, and you have a lot more insight into your business." Additionally, in terms of cash flow and budget, we have this magic milestone that contractors always want to know when they're 75% of budget. So they can go back to the program officer and say, here's how I'm trending. Is this going to be continued? Do we need a modification, et cetera? So that's a really important tool for these contractors to have to know where they stand.
And, Dwayne, let's back up a step to the contract formulation stage. How do you know what's the right teaming agreement to have? How do contractors know whether to go with multiple bid or situations or go after no-bid contracts, as both have pros and cons? How do you go about making those decisions as a contractor?
I think it's important when you are undertaking the bidding process to understand the impact of, one, the structure of the team, and two, the contract, the impact that it will have on your cash flows. We've seen contractors grow, and growth is good. Profitable growth is better, but growth that you can support with a sustained cash flow is critical. And so we are advocates of, one, modeling the cash flow, and two, managing it. And once you get the initial model set, then it's important to understand where the cash flows come from. And we like to focus on cash flow from operations. Obviously, there are other ways to get liquidity from your banking relationship or maybe raising capital, but it's important to understand from a contract perspective and the arrangement that you've set up where the cash flows are going to come from.
So it sounds like you're saying that it's very important to have your business objectives as part of your bidding plan, as well as your technical objectives, which everyone tends to focus on.
That's correct.
Okay, and Mac, how did that manifest itself in what you saw as overseeing contracts? Some of them performed very well. We know there were some big problems as well in Afghanistan. I mean, it really ran the gamut. And how did, is that something that you saw, that the business objectives might not have been done as thoroughly for some of the contractors that got into trouble?
Yes. Well, one of the challenges that we often see is, just as you had said, that when the contractors are looking at a particular bid, they're so focused on, can we meet the technical criteria of this, that they're not looking back at, you know, is this a truly profitable? And one of the things that we've seen both in Iraq and Afghanistan is a requirement that the percentage that is the margin that would be profitable is been significantly reduced. But also, they don't look at it from a standpoint of, what is the actual objective of our company? What is our mission? And does this particular contract that we're trying to go after fit our mission and our vision as a whole? And so they then get to the point where they look at things from a technical standpoint, forget to look at, does this really fit what our common goal is, or is this just a good way to try to get moving forward? And then it's an issue of, did they bring all the people to the table they needed to? When they were looking at doing a bid, when they were looking at what they could do, was their banker sitting there with them? Did they look at all the objectives and all the costs that truly are involved? And so often we find that especially with smaller companies that are just coming into it, maybe as a subcontractor or something of that nature, that some of those small steps are missed, and that's when they get into trouble.
And Christine, you've outlined how Microsoft Dynamics can help someone monitor their contract as it plays out in time, but can it also support that pre-decisional phase when deciding how and whether to bid?
That's a place where we actually see a lot of success from a Microsoft Dynamics perspective, because we're also able to look at all past performance, where contractors were successful, where they weren't. Also, even just help them from a teaming perspective. Sometimes it's very hard to understand where all of the different business development resources are focused. So a contractor can make a very significant mistake if they are teaming against a larger contractor where they happen to be bidding against them in another place. So having that full perspective, and to Mac's point, bringing the right team to the table is I guess better facilitated when you have all the information in a centralized place.
And Dwayne, in the case of, say, a place like Afghanistan, where you have contracts on a pretty big scale, that often means there are subcontractors involved. And so how do those costs and trade-offs get baked in, if you will, into bids and pre-contract kinds of decisions?
Yes, it's important when you have the relationship, you're the prime and you have subcontractors. One of the things that you need is you need them to remain viable and to be able to deliver the services or deliver whatever it is that they are obligated to do under the contract. The only way they can do that is, one, to have a relationship that is profitable, and two, have a relationship that allows them to have liquidity to be able to, whether it's pay their employees or acquire the assets that they need to fulfill their obligations.
And do you find that your use of Dynamics helps support that analysis of the subcontract piece of the bid process?
Certainly, certainly. What Dynamics does is it enables you to, once again, go back to modeling your cash flows and really understanding where the cash flows, how they're going to impact what the contract, and how are they going to impact the subcontractors.
And Christine, can this process of using Dynamics to do this modeling before contracts or during the bid stage, can that help speed up that whole process? Because sometimes this red teaming can be a very time-consuming process for contractors.
Yes, we've actually seen contractors who are using Dynamics be able to automate a lot of the processes. And additionally, after they have a contract, what we're seeing also in the industry is a big trend towards insourcing, right? So these contractors have been able to actually use the information they have to go back and sometimes challenge an agency when they've declined a contract to say, actually, we are doing this at a lower cost, leveraging Freedom of Information Act data to say, you know, we can do it more effectively for you and let's keep this contract in place. So that's also exciting for a contractor to have that type of power.
We're listening to Christine Zamuda. She's Director of Strategic Alliances for Microsoft Dynamics. And Mac McLaughlin and Dwayne Cook, they are partners at Tatum, a financial services consulting company to federal contractors. You're listening to the GovCon Straight Talk Show, sponsored by Microsoft, on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Tom Temin.
Tatum is the nation's largest executive services firm with unmatched expertise in finance. Tatum's team is ready to help you formalize the establishment of business objectives, gather, analyze, and synthesize data, and cost strategize proposals for your government contracts. Tatum is also on hand to assist with cash flow hurdles, such as liquidity modeling and management, rolling forecast cash flow budgets, DCAA, FAR, and CAS compliance, and managing bank relationships, all critical to the success of a government contract. Tatum is also a GSA FABS 520 contract holder. Companies turn to Tatum when critical business challenges arise because they immediately deliver senior-level financial and technology operational expertise via solutions tailored to the office of the CFO. Tatum understands the urgency of now, and their Velocity solutions are designed to help business leaders accelerate results to create more value. Visit TatumLLC.com to learn more.
Microsoft Dynamics is a powerful financial management solution for government contractors. This accounting solution is designed for forward-thinking executives who are interested in more than just meeting DCAA, FAR, and CAS requirements. It is compliance plus. Integrated, easy to use, works the way you do. Microsoft Financial Management Solutions for Government Contractors. You now have a choice in the marketplace. Put simply, Microsoft Dynamics is Compliance Plus. Visit DynamicsByMicrosoft.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the GovCon Straight Talk Show, sponsored by Microsoft, on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Tom Temin. Our guests today are Christine Zamuda. She's the Director of Strategic Alliances for Microsoft Dynamics. And Mac McLaughlin and Dwayne Cook, they are partners at Tatum. And Tatum is a financial services consulting company serving both federal agencies and private contractors. And earlier, we were talking about the idea of pre-decisional analysis and making sure that contract bids are right, especially right for the type of vehicle that might be used by the government. But once you get into contract, there's a lot of management that has to be done, particularly around the area of cash flow. And Dwayne, tell us, what are some of the pitfalls there and what are some good practices for contractors to make sure that the cash flow supports their business objectives?
One of the most important things for contractors is to make sure that they have a disciplined process, meaning that they do cash flow modeling routinely and consistently, and that it reflects what the company is actually experiencing, and that you actually forecast, and that the results are communicated throughout the organization and up the chain to the senior management in the company.
And Christine, when cash flow is not what it should be, say in a given period, so that which means the money's coming in slower than it's going out, can Dynamics give you a window into the different aspects of your company and your contract, so that you might be able to find out what the cash zombies are?
What we see, Tom, is actually the ability to also institute pay when paid. So for contractors who are using a lot of subcontractors, that's a good, helpful best practice. Also gives them visibility in out months to keep communication going and to allow to make changes when necessary.
And Mac, it's a dual affair here. I mean, you have the government is operating the contract and you have the contractor fulfilling it. And so what kind of information sharing and knowledge of one another's problems and issues and even financial details is it proper to share?
One of the challenges that contractors face is often not having or walking the tightrope of having a good relationship with the contract manager and sharing information with them on a regular basis, ongoing communication, without it going the wrong way in terms of making it look as though there's a closer relationship than there should be. And it is much easier to manage, but your contracting officer is working with a budget that was created typically 2 years ago. Because as it is in the federal government right now, we're in the midst of our 2010 budget. All the agencies are working on 2012, and some are even looking at 2013. But you're bidding on something that's coming out today. And so one of the other issues that is vitally important and important for the communication with the contract management officer is contingencies, especially with large contracts. There's going to be changes. You know, if it's construction, there's going to be challenges in getting material. If it's people, there's going to be issues that come up with either people getting sick, not having the right, needing more people, et cetera. You want to communicate that continually with your contracting officer and work together as a team and make them, to an extent, a part of your team in your communication. Absolutely vital.
And, Wayne, what level of detail is shareable? I mean, some financial information could be considered private, but the government often says, well, wait a minute, we're buying from you with the public's dollars, so we get to see every line in your, in your balance sheet and your ledger book, all 714 columns. How do you manage that? And what's correct?
Yeah, I think the key to a good relationship, whether it's with the contracting officer or someone else at the agency, or even your lending institution, your bank, is transparency and transparency at the lowest levels. I think when you enter into a relationship, transparency is important, and the information will come out one way or another, whether it's by way of an audit, by way of some compliance that you have to have to submit to the agency or your lending institution.
And Christine, so given that situation, that you really don't want to get into an audit situation or an inspector general situation, and most contractors don't, I mean, to be fair, does Dynamics support a granularity of reporting such that you can give the government the money, the information that it's entitled to, but yet, keep some private financial information that is deservedly private within your company?
Absolutely, Tom. What we see is you have the benefit of fulfilling the contract in terms of invoicing formats, whether it's 1034s, 1035s, but also having flexibility to change. And we find contractors even internally want to share different information. They might want to ensure that only people working on a certain project can see those details, and certainly share the level of information needed to fulfill their contract obligations.
And does Dynamics also support, I think, something that people try to get when they see maybe halfway through a contract, they may want to try different variables in their financial system or their performance to see how that might affect the rest of the contract period? How does Dynamics support that?
Dynamics supports that with a couple different ways, but mostly with what-if analysis. So if you are changing people, if you're changing different labor categories on a contract, you can actually project how that looks under different scenarios.
And Dwayne, looking across the number of contractors that you serve with Tatum, what do you see as the common issues where people need to make variable changes? I mean, do people get in trouble or maybe not quite meet objectives based on labor? Is it materials? Where do you find that the most attention is needed?
I think we find most of the attention is usually labor, which is quite often your highest cost. And what's important is that you've got a way to track your expenses, to model them, and make sure that when you're forecasting, that you're basing it on your actual experience and not what you want it to be, but what it actually is and will be, because that's what's going to impact you financially.
And Mac, what did you see as the most common problem in auditing all these contracts and in Afghanistan, where, you know, you have variable conditions? I mean, it's a very difficult situation. I think it's fair to say that it might be one of the most difficult operating environments, just physically, that you might encounter anywhere. So where did contractors tend to need the most attention?
Most attention really did come down to the issue, as Christine was saying, of information, of being able to drill down and look at how monies were spent. You have so many. Afghanistan is in, and Iraq as well, are unique situations, having served in both Iraq and Afghanistan and also in Palestine, because you have additional issues in terms of security, maintaining life support for your people, so you're doing man camps and all these other things, which add to your costs, and then being able to drill down and look at what the costs are for materials, etc. Afghanistan is also, especially from a construction standpoint, exceptionally difficult because nothing is in Afghanistan inherently. You have to import everything, whether it be rebar, whether it be wood.
Rebar or Hershey bars.
Just Hershey bars, et cetera, yeah. So it is a challenge, and from an auditing standpoint, and really from a contract management standpoint as well, the challenge is your leadership is 10,000 miles behind you, and they need to know. They need to know what are the costs, how have the costs changed. I mean, we look at situations in the construction realm or the labor realm, that every time something else happens in the world, be it Haiti, be it a tsunami, etc., your costs dramatically change. But your bidding and your contract for the government contract you haven't doesn't. So what is your contingency for dealing with that now that all of a sudden you've had this huge cost increase that you didn't foresee?
And Dwayne, that's a good question that I wanted to throw your way too, to follow up on, and that is, conditions do change, and very often over the years, no matter where in the world it's occurring, sometimes contracts that get into a little bit of trouble, it's often because the government has changed requirements or they add on requirements. And so how do you manage that in such a way that you keep good relations with your customer, but also be realistic about the fact that it wasn't the contractor's issue that caused this change in what the requirements are and the costs are?
Sure. So I think it's critical to understand what type of contract you're entered into, whether it's fixed price or cost plus, because that has implications as circumstances change and costs go up, could creep up or go up dramatically. You could end up working on a contract and not making any money, actually losing money, which is a situation that can't go on forever. You know, how long it can go on is really a function of how much liquidity, how much capital you have. And so I think it's important when you get into that situation to use the tools that you have at hand that Microsoft provides, quite frankly, to understand where you're losing money and then try to figure out a remedy. We've actually seen situations with clients and working on mergers and acquisitions where their largest source of revenue, 90%, was a money loser. And so you look at that and you say, well, the company's not viable. And so they've got to look at other strategic alternatives then.
And that's probably not good for the government either, because, you know, a smart contracting officer wants his contractors, her contractors, to be viable, because that's how you get the best service. And, you know, beyond that, it's delivery of the mission and also cash and profit wholeness for both sides. And even beyond those factors is credibility with the American taxpayer, too. And so, Christine, can Dynamics support the kind of information revealment that can make sure that both the government and the contractor can look at this thing honestly and objectively and decide on a course of action to make sure contracts go where they should be going?
We are seeing great success in that area of transparency, and largely because we're able to automate a lot of the processes and actually get real-time data. You know, Dwayne had mentioned that labor is one of the biggest, you know, biggest variables that can add cost or, you know, detract from profitability if not managed correctly. And actually having an integrated system that allows for this time to be looked at in real time helps these folks make, you know, important decisions.
And one of the findings in the Inspector General's reports that have come out in the wartime contracting is the need for more contract officers' representatives that are on the scene, even though the contract officer, him or herself, may be back in Washington or somewhere, or, you know, one of the DOD locations. And so can the tool be extended and the training to use the tool be extended to those people who might not be financial analysts, might not be contracting officers, but are the eyes and ears on the ground?
That's actually one of the biggest advantages. I'm glad you asked that question. I wasn't thinking to offer it up, but there is a business portal which can be extended, a web portal, and it's very secure in terms of what people can see in terms of you know, real granular security. So we have seen better sharing, better collaboration by exposing important information relative to contract performance that way to both program managers who are in the field within the organization as well as agency support.
Well, thank you all. Fascinating discussion, and we hope that it all serves better contracting and better service and mission to the taxpayers. We've been listening to Christine Zamuda. She's Director of Strategic Alliances for Microsoft Dynamics. And Mac McLaughlin and Dwayne Cook, they are partners at Tatum, which is a financial services consulting company serving contractors and the federal government. You've been listening to the GovCon Straight Talk Show, sponsored by Microsoft, on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Microsoft's GovCon Straight Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any portion of this show, you can listen to it in its entirety and on demand at federalnewsradio.com.